Archibald Motley was born in New Orleans in 1891. Shortly afterwards, his family moved to Chicago, where his father worked as a Pullman porter. Motley had a middle-class upbringing in Inglewood and eventually attended the School of the Art Institute. Professor Richard Powell of Duke University says that's where he began painting portraits.
African Americans who were business folks, ministers, school teachers, people who had some disposable income where they wanted their portraits done. And so Archibald Motley filled that niche.
Soon, Motley began to paint not just neighbors, but neighborhoods themselves, places like Bronzeville. Powell, who curated the Motley exhibit, points out a painting called Black Belt.
Oh, well, the Black Belt was actually a sociological term that folks at the University of Chicago used to describe that part of Chicago where black people lived.
A vibrant street scene is crammed with men in dark suits and women in bright dresses. Curved black cars cruise under neon signs.
I love how in the background we move from that wonderful blue sky into this mauve of the sidewalk. It's a hint that tells you that this is not realism 101. This is expressionism.
That expressionism was influenced by the European masters Motley studied at the Art Institute, and then later during a six-month stay in Paris.
I kind of have a feeling he looked at the work of Henri Toulouse-Lautrec, the famous French artist who worked in Belle Époque Paris that had all the can-can and cabarets. I think maybe Motley said there's something similar to that happening right here on the south side of Chicago.
This was the Jazz Age. The popular music filled nightclubs and cabarets throughout the city, and few artists captured it like Motley.
So there's always this kind of energy between figures and each other, how they interact with one another, not so much in terms of a narrative, but in terms of composition.
In Motley's painting Saturday Night, the dominant color is a deep shade of red, like pomegranate. A jazz combo plays to a crowded room of people drinking, laughing, and talking. A woman in a frilly dress sways to the music as waiters in white uniforms rush by with drink trays.
People were just walking up and down the street, and it just going from club to club.
Michael Alamana is a musician and local jazz historian.
You know, you didn't have TV. Wherever you lived in the Black South Side, you could walk to a club. It must have been so vibrant. And that's what I get out of his paintings.
Clubs like the Platinum Lounge, Dreamland Cafe, and Lincoln Gardens made up what was known as the Stroll, the nightclub district on State Street between 26th and 39th Streets.
Chicago was a magnet because there was the opportunities to play for the musicians. And Motley was able to, you know, paint a lot of those scenes.
Those scenes no longer exist, but they're still remnants, if you know where to look. One of those places is Meyer's Ace Hardware Store on East 35th Street. Powell and I dropped by the other day.
We'd like to look at the jazz murals.
Okay. Way in the back, past aisles of light bulbs and power tools, the store hides its secret past.
We are right now in the bandstand, and in front of that was the stage.
Upstairs, store manager Dave Myers opens the door to his office.
I added this wall.
Oh, wow, you did.
Inside, on the back wall, is a large crimson-colored mural.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
A white jazz saxophonist plays opposite to an exotic creature pounding a drum.
Oh, boy.
This mural was part of the Sunset Cafe, later known as the Grand Terrace.
Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen. Father Hines and his great band playing for you from the new Grand Terrace on Chicago's Great South Side.
Myers shows us pictures of Earl Father Hines, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, and others who performed here, and other nearby haunts.
Jimmy Noon used to perform.
It's not clear who painted the jazz mural or when it went up. Powell thinks it might have been around 1940, but he says Motley definitely went to the Sunset Cafe. Back outside, he reflected on what it was like to peek into Motley's past.
I'm speechless. That was amazing. And you can get a kind of a glimmer of what was, but just a glimmer.
To get a sense of how all this inspired Motley's work, you have about 2 weeks. The exhibit closes on the 31st before it heads to the Whitney in New York. Yolanda Perdomo, WBEZ.